Mark Driscoll, the embattled leader of Seattle's Mars Hill Church, announced his resignation yesterday. In recent months, Driscoll faced allegations of bullying, abusive behavior, and plagiarism. Mars Hill attracted a younger generation of evangelicals in a progressive, relatively unchurched city. So where will they go now? Jim Wellman is a professor of American religion at the University of Washington. He's interviewed Mark Driscoll and spoken to his parishioners. He does think Mars Hill will survive, but much diminished.
Because that church was built so much around his charismatic leadership, that really was the center of the church. When you talked about Mars Hill, you talked about Mark Driscoll, and he really became the energy star and the reason for that church's existence. I think many members will say, and I've read this, that of course now Jesus is the center of our ministry and of our church, but Driscoll's presence and the power of his presence, as I've said before, he's a brilliant speaker and Bible teacher, really was kind of the dominant hub of the wheel. And that's really, in a sense, one of the lessons of this car crash, which I think it really is a car crash, is that when a leader makes himself the center, what happens in the future of that organization, that church, really is threatened, because if he's not there, then the church doesn't go on.
Jim Wellman is a professor of American religion at the University of Washington. And what about the people who went to Mars Hill? What's going to happen to the Mars Hill Church members, do you think?
Well, I think some will stick it out. I really do. I think there's a core of that church in terms of the membership that loves that church and loves what has happened to them as being a part of that church. They've developed a real faith. And so I think, you know, it will last. It simply won't have the influence that it has had in the past. And that's, I think, both sad in the sense that there will be many members who are disillusioned even from any kind of faith at all. And many will have to find a new church, and that won't be easy. But I think it will survive, but in a much diminished form.
Mark Driscoll's not the only charismatic leader of a church appealing to young people. I'm sure they're watching the situation closely. What lesson do you think they should draw from what's happened at Mars Hill?
This sort of church-centric leadership, and that is when a church is centered on a leader, is simply dangerous. What happens if they retire? What happens if they're ill? Or what happens when they need to move on for whatever reason? The church, you know, I think from the beginning was centered on a figure, Jesus Christ. So when the leader moves in and takes up space and becomes kind of the center of people's faith, it's one of the great mistakes of church life across time and Christian tradition. You see this over and over again. Again, in this sense, this is nothing new when a leader falls from grace like this. It's happened many times before. Driscoll will be a case study in a fallen leader. It's in part why we have denominations which hold leaders accountable. Many people poo-poo mainline Protestant denominations, but one of the things they do well is that they have accountability structures in terms of leadership, and they sift out leadership very carefully for more healthy leadership leaders in general. So, you know, I of course, non-denominational evangelical Christianity is big and bold and is growing and is really, in a sense, the dominant Protestant tradition in America. But we're seeing, you know, one of the dark sides of that tradition, where there's evident lack of accountability in terms of Mark Driscoll.
Mars Hill attracted a particular demographic, young people in a progressive, non-church-going city of Seattle. So what does his resignation mean for that group of people?
You know, one of the biggest challenges in American religion, American religion in terms of attracting young people, is we know this younger generation, 30% will say they have no religion, and as many as 30% will say they have no interest in religion. This is really a dramatic shift in American culture. And some will say, well, everything has a continuity to it. But this shift means that the future church, in terms of attracting young people, will have a tough time. I think cases like this really are disconcerting to the overall church because young people see what happened, and they become really distrustful of going to church or checking it out. So I think it has again negative effects on attracting this millennial generation, because they were attracted to Driscoll, and becoming loyal to his church has not led to a good result.
Jim Wellman, professor of American religion at the University of Washington, speaking of the unexpected resignation yesterday of Mars Hill Church co-founder Mark Driscoll. It's The Record.